It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Marlins, their win streak was snapped by a slow-ass umpire yesterday. They lost to the Twins 2-1. Rubber matches this afternoon at 12:10. The young phenom himself, Yuri Perez, on the hill for the fish. Kyle Stowers hit his 15th home run of the season. He is scorching hot.
Should have had another RBI if it wasn't for old cement feet over there at second base.
Old cement feet.
Anyway, that's that. Jonnu Smith. He was on Teron Armstead's podcast yesterday and explained a little bit where his heart was with the whole trade scenario. He said, quote, "I didn't foresee this happening with how the season went for me individually. I had aspirations of ending my career in Miami with it being home for me, my children, my family. But I understand the business side and it didn't work out. I'm grateful. I have no ill feelings towards the Miami Dolphins or nobody in the organization. We started this conversation in January with Miami and obviously giving me the runaround. We'll get back to it. Obviously, they had some things they had to address. I understand that. I was patient with them throughout the entire process and eventually came to the point where they told me they just can't do it and weren't economically in position to pay me like a Pro Bowl tight end." So he says, you always want to be where you are valued and appreciated, and that's the situation I found myself with in Pittsburgh. So no ill feelings, Leroy, but obviously,
that was no secret. I mean, what he basically said with all the stuff that was going on from January to now, you could tell he wasn't a priority.
Yeah, it's also one of those things where, like, if they started getting to that at the end of the season, though, the one thing I would say is, man, they couldn't have gotten to this a little bit sooner, because, like, what was going to change where you were going to be in a better position? Look, we know the Dolphins came into this draft with a lot of holes. So I know people say, well, why not just draft Elijah Arroyo at some point? Like, look, the Dolphins had holes on the interior line. They had holes in the defensive backfield. They had a huge hole next to Zach Sealer that they had to fill, which they did in the first round. But, you know, all respect, I mean, their solution to this was to go get a guy who hasn't played football in a year. And I don't know how that's going to work out.
Right. I mean, look, I think part of the reason why they have the tight end they have is because dude probably got ran out of the league from all them quarterbacks he played for the last 4 years. That being said, I mean, it's kind of the same situation Jonnu Smith was in before he got to Miami, that, like, how can I put it? Okay, when you have talent to play any sport, you always have that talent. You don't all of a sudden, you know, find talent that you've never showed, you know, as you get further in your career. Like, it's there. Sometimes the circumstances don't actually use your talents to its fullest extent. So a lot of it had to do with the circumstance he was in that people say, oh, he had one good year. You know, same thing with who did he just sign? The tight end.
Darren Waller.
Darren Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, the talent is there. It just needs to be in a good situation. And I think the Dolphins said, hey, we do appreciate your abilities, but our situation and how we use the tight end, we can find another guy. That's basically what they said.
Rothschild says, Johnny was an alternate Pro Bowler. Yeah. You think they brought that up in negotiations?
Good point. Good point.
Because he, well, you weren't a,
you would have
not a true Pro Bowler.
You would have
not, like, a true Pro Bowler.
Could you imagine it. Tom negotiating? He goes, "Hey, I made the Pro Bowl."
Well,
alternate.
Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler 2 years
it's
ago.
It's only because Kelsey couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Now he was. I think he was a deserving Pro Bowler. As I do think that, you know, Zach Sealer was a deserving Pro Bowler. Dolphins didn't have a good season, so you know that usually goes the individual accolades unless they like blow the doors off somebody. Now Zach Sealers did, but usually will get you into the Pro Bowl. But look, I get it. You see the numbers about where his season was, where the other people were, and you're like, yeah, he definitely deserves. He definitely shouldn't be making half the money of Mike Gesicki with the season that he just had.
Here's what you need to understand. So when Darren Waller comes in, he may only have, I'd say, between 45 and 60 catches, right? And it doesn't mean that Jonnu Smith had a better year, because what's also probably going to happen, what needs to happen, is Tyreek and Jalen Waddle need to have better seasons.
For sure.
So if Darren Waller comes in and he has 45 catches, don't worry about Jonnu Smith having 80, because those numbers should reflect what Tyreek and Waddle are doing.
I will say,
if Tyreek and Waddle have a two more bad years,
right,
then the tight end's going to have more catches. Yeah. But it has to do with protection, the run game. It's all tied in together.
I do think that, like, between bringing in Westbrook Akine and Malik Washington stepping up a little bit too, like, I think they got a little bit more depth in that wide receiver room than they did last year, where they're like, we were sitting here, we're like, today's the day, Odell, he's going to get it going. He's going to get it going. And, you know, barely could walk when he got here.
Hey, if y'all could get me on that QR code, we better keep pounding Marcos on that hot take right there.
Whoa. No need.
I remember when we had the discussion. Yeah. You weren't here, Tobin. Mm. And I was like, he goes, 8 to 10 million, baby.
You know, a little something.
Like, that's a lot of money for what you got.
Yeah, true. Robbed. Saw him posted a picture with his son reflecting on his Giants days. Pff, one hit wonder. Sick of this guy. It's all right, though. We got Darren Waller, baby. Just a little $5 million. Nothing crazy.
Well, up to. Hey. I don't even think he got $5 million guaranteed.
Oh, look at that.
Hold on.
Not that much money.
Marcos.
Yeah.
You say that. Dude has not played football in a while.
Yep.
I mean, remember they tried to do that with Deshaun Watson? How did he look when he came back?
Not great. Not great. But even when he was playing football, who was throwing him the ball? Who was the quarterback? Tommy Cutlets?
I already put that out there.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to piggyback on that. That's all I got.
What?
But he hadn't played football. Nobody been throwing him the ball for the last 2 years.
Really, that's not my problem. My problem is the horrible music he's been making. I really wish he would stop. It is not helping me online.
It's his art.
Oh, no.
He's very expressive. He's got a lot of deep thoughts. I mean, like, look, he seems like he's gone through a hard life.
Yeah.
And has dealt with a lot, which, great. Like, if this is a salvation for him and he's got a great relationship with Frank Smith, that's going to be a cool story to root for. I'm coming into it with zero expectations.
Mm. Right.
Like,
you could not know less of how this is going to turn out. I don't think anybody knows. Hell, I don't think the Dolphins know.
No, I don't think.
It didn't work out. They just signed him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think
if he would have came in and worked out, somebody would have
I got
said something, right?
They got to have him. He had to catch something off the jugs machine, yeah? What do you do in a workout?
Jugs machine?
What do you do in a workout? I don't even know.
Yeah.
You know what?
Gotta hit the jugs machine, you know?
I know some Hall of Famers on the jugs machine.
Oh, really?
But if you put the smallest person in their area and they're running, they can't catch a cold.
Did you ever have to do a workout?
A lot of them.
To show off?
Like pre-draft.
Ah, okay. But you never, there was never the situation where.
No.
Yeah.
Just put on the tape.
No, I already, really.
Sometimes.
Very successful.
You want me to work out?
I didn't mean to insult you. I was just asking a question.
You think I'm Darren Waller?
Put it this way. I got to the point where all I got was a phone call and I say yes or no.
Wow.
Nobody ever called me and say, hey, let me see what you got. Right? Like, yeah.
So no jugs machine, huh?
And guess what? I got calls for 2 years after I
retired. Yeah. And so I was wondering maybe in that, like did you ever think about like dialing it up?
I forgot who the coach was with the Saints. And I remember I always wanted to at least play one season with the Saints. And my agent asked me, if somebody calls, who would you listen to? And I said, New Orleans. And the Raiders called. They had a couple other teams call. And it got to, like, I want to say September. And I know exactly when I had surgery. I had surgery on 9/11.
Like V9/11?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
So
must have woke up
and they called me in October. And I was like, oh. I said, if you would have called me a month earlier, I wouldn't have got the surgery. But I had a surgery that required a lot of rehab. So I had microfracture, and I told you what that is. It's torture.
Luis says, Leroy was upper echelon. Don't act shocked. Dude was good at football. I know he was good at football, Luis.
That's a hot take.
I didn't mean it like that.
Hot take right
I know that he had the weird thing with the Panthers, and I was like, was there a workout there at any point? And then I know about the people trying to flirt with you. I just didn't know if they did you ever get called in? Dude, Jesus.
Come on.
I'm not treating him like he's Lusaka.
I had the weirdest career
in
2 months. I lived in 4 cities. And then I went to Minnesota, got there on a Tuesday, and was starting on Sunday night on Sunday. And that was it. And I was there for 5 years.
Sight unseen. He just rolls
right.
In.
Right. It was crazy. But they'll call and say, hey, how you feeling? Want to play some football? Or are you engaged?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, for a good team, absolutely. And I got to Minnesota on a Tuesday, practice on a Wednesday. I got no sleep the whole week. And then Sunday they go, you're the guy. I'm like, what?
Man, that's tough. That's tough for football.
Sometimes you just
I've never been, put it this way, in all of my life, I'm talking about peewee, high school, playing in front of 110,000, 105,000, going to Cleveland. I have never been more nervous than when I went on that field for Minnesota for the first time and didn't know any of the plays.
At least you had Brad Johnson.
That was a vet. Kinda. He was getting when we got to the third quarter, he was really getting annoyed, turning around. And I'm trying to look to see what coverages they in, checking protections, changing routes, and you back behind me going, Brad,
wait, who was your
new purple me?
Who were you facing? What team was it? Do you remember?
The Raiders.
Oh, man. Who did they have? What do you have, Romanowski on the other side?
Oh.
It was 95. Mm. Was it 95 or 96? 96. Mm. So, yeah, I didn't, like, yeah, it was terrifying. It would be the equivalent to me and you showing up to work and Jay Fig, Marcos, and Brittany aren't there, and you have to interview somebody and you say, go run the board. No, it's that's how crazy it is. Like, to just, it's a whole new offense. It's like Alone and Afraid in a country with a different language, right? Because, like, even though the plays are the same, like you have off tackle, you have stretch plays, you have counter plays, right? The blocking schemes and the play calls and the checks are all different.
Our boy dropped a hundy in that game, though.
Yeah.
A hundy without knowing the plays?
20 nope. carries, 108.
Hey.
You know.
Hey. Hey.
That's impressive.
That's what he did. Point.
That way.
And I cramped up because it was raining, it was muddy, and it went into overtime.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes you just got to wet the plywood, and then you can just power through.
Stop it.
Marcos, why? Can I ask you a question? Why do you think that some of the things you say are either good or funny, and you just keep...
I was waiting.
Wet the plywood just... So you do realize
that
the fireworks have a stem on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wet the plywood and the stem gets wet, then you can't light the fireworks.
Yeah, but in the trenches, you can totally wet the plywood.
No Romanowski that day for the Raiders.
Yeah,
no.
Looking at it.
And I went through, that was one of the few football games, no lie, all the four seasons. Oh. Rain, it got cold, it was hot, it was windy. It got so cold, I thought it was going to, like, sleet. And then it got hot again. It was crazy.
Take a break here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Don't let us interrupt.
Noodles,
your...
dude? Noodles?
We got ramen? What do you got going on?
It's 11:28.
That's a perfectly fine early lunchtime. I mean, 11:28 is not, but.
All right, but it looked like
it's not the easiest. It's not the easiest food to go around.
This guy's.
No, I'm a vegan.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here, but, dude.
Yeah, no one
believes for the next 2 minutes.
You would be an Ohio State fan before a vegan.
You got that right. Notre Dame, even worse.
I mean, like, there's no shot in hell I believe that. Oh, my goodness.
I am a meat eater. I think I'd lose my family if I said I was a vegan.
Mm. Did you guys see this Damian Lillard tweet yesterday? Damian Lillard, I feel like he has been lied to. It seems like he thinks he's been lied to. So Damian Lillard yesterday, he was responding. He had the busy time. You know, he had time with his thumbs.
Yep.
And yesterday,
which is not like him. Let's be clear. He's not the kind of guy that goes on Twitter rants and stuff like that.
Have you ever seen the movie Nacho Libre? Anybody
seen Nacho
Libre?
That.
I've never seen Nacho Libre.
Many moons ago.
I've seen this gif, but I've never seen Nacho Libre.
That's crazy.
You've seen Nacho Libre, Brittany?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Nacho!
So Damian Lillard was responding to a clip of Ramona Shelburne now saying that that Damian Lillard or that Giannis Antetokounmpo knew about the Miles Turner thing. But was excited about it. Now, I know you sent some tweets when this was all going down. I didn't believe those tweets because I don't believe this Evan Sidri, but he was sourcing Hisham Saranya. But now Ramona, very credible, Ramona Shelburne, says that that Giannis did know and is excited about Miles Turner, which kind of makes Giannis seem like a snake in the grass. I'm not going to lie. I mean, like, this guy,
First of all, I'm gonna stop you right there.
He's a snake.
Because if Giannis ended up in Miami, your tude would change.
Well, he hasn't yet, so hard to say.
Hard to say. I'm going by your past work.
Well, it feels like Dame may have been the one to tell Chris Haynes that, oh yeah, Giannis was upset that I was let go. That's what I'm basing on this reaction. Because now it feels like he's hurt by it because, as you see by the tweet here, you know, they were talking and then saying, like, oh, Giannis knew about it and he was and that he was excited about it. And he just responds with the sad that's Nacho Libre being sad. Is he in the desert there? Like, do you remember the part of the movie, Marcos?
His entire, like, town, because it's like a nun church. It's like an orphanage, actually, that's ran by nuns on a farm. So he's on the farm right now. And he's not necessarily being sad, but the face kind of matches up with someone who's being sad. He's kind of looking like, hmm. But to me, if I'm Damian Lillard, I kind of take that as, I don't believe this.
Really?
I don't believe
this. You think
he thinks
Ramona Shelburne's a liar?
Ramona Shelburne is a liar.
Or is being lied to?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the life 101 lesson.
Okay.
A lot of people will say stuff when they're confronted with the person they got to deal with because they know they're not going to have to deal with them.
Mm.
So maybe Giannis said, oh, no, I can't believe they did this to you, dog. Oh, man. Knowing the whole time, but not thinking that somebody either going to snitch on him or it's going to get back to Dame.
Well, there was a report that Chris Haynes said that Dame wanted to rehab in Portland, and apparently that really pissed off the Bucks, and that led to why they decided to waive him. Like, he didn't want to rehab at the facility. He wanted to spend the year with his family. And that led to, oh, why don't we just get rid of him?
Why is it when Dame Lillard wants to do something, like, for himself?
The whole world.
Like,
no. Like,
yeah. Damian Lillard, completely reasonable request. Yeah. Oh, you selfish bastard. It's like, but I just wanted to be a good father.
Oh, you want
I'm sure
family.
He could. I'm sure he could check in every now and then with the Bucks.
I take the tweet differently. Like, I think that meme, like, for me, is more of like a, okay.
Just watch
like it. Like, okay. Okay, Giannis, I see you.
Like, Giannis is a...
Yeah, like a Giannis, I see you.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah, that's how I take that one. Because it's kind of like a...
So you're saying he's calling Giannis a snake.
That's how I took it.
It's like, he's not saying... He's not saying anything, but that look is, but I'm aware of what's going on.
It's like...
Right? So he not going to say, because Dame doesn't usually, like, Dame's always been a positive guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever, his tweets, he's always real positive. He don't go back and forth with people on Twitter. And so that right there says,
Yep. It's a lot like Love Island, you know? Like,
because he could have said that we had a conversation. And they could have went back and forth about it, but he didn't do that.
What he didn't hear in the background was the rattle from Giannis's ass.
Dude, by the way, all this trash you talking,
yeah,
right. If Giannis was coming down here, you'd just stop. Don't be a phony, right? You calling Giannis a snake, and then if Giannis come down here, we're gonna have to replay it for him.
What?
Yeah.
I said, Giannis, I felt like it was snake-like, but really, I didn't.
No, I felt like.
You felt
see how
like
you threw the words in
behavior.
There? Wait.
That wiggle room.
Is that classified as the same as I said mayhem?
Yeah, it's exactly. I'll find my way out of it. See, I want to get back into it because there was this great report yesterday from Barry Jackson on the Heat, and a lot of people are pissed about it. But I feel like the Heat, what the Heat need is a spin doctor like me. They need somebody to really see, because it's one of these things where, like, I see their plan, but some of the things they dropped in this article, they just went about it the wrong way. They should have called upon old spin doctor Tobes. I could have spun this in the right direction. Why are you looking at me like that, Marcos?
You already have a spin doctor, dude.
What?
Ronnie Cyclin. You know? With a different name, but I think you would be good at turning a narrative, if you will. That's what you do.
Timbo slices Giannis Anaconda de can't even do that joke.
Okay.
It's a big word for me, dog. Take a break. We'll mix things up on the other side. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It is that time of the show as we let Frog Boy reach on down deep into his mixed bag, dude. What do we got today on 4th of July Eve, Frog Boy?
All righty then. Leroy, I don't know if you're ready. You're playing Radio Taboo later on in the show. You're teaming up with your boy Tobin. Yeah. So get that bandana ready, buddy.
I love how it's already next to you.
Ready to go.
You go
ready to rock.
I figured it's around the holidays.
Yeah.
It's during that time of year. So I'd say I better keep this bandana close because we ain't got nothing.
Now, it is the eve of 4th of July, mm-hmm. Independence Day, and I'm calling you chumps out.
Why?
All of you. None of you have been talking about the USA's run in the Gold Cup.
That's true. I haven't been talking about USA's run in the Gold Cup.
Once have we mentioned that. We're talking
That's totally fair.
Stupid Messi getting the doors blown off.
Call him stupid. That's He's a very good player.
That was messed up with me. I don't know. He's a very smart man as well. I should never say that. But nonetheless, USA, baby, USA, as we call them. That's
nobody
what we call
calls
them.
Them that.
I'm sure
nobody calls them
at
that.
At least one person.
You.
Right, you.
Yeah, Rod Burgundy when he's reading the teleprompter.
Population one.
Well, they were able to knock off Guatemala yesterday 2-1. This is the final call.
How you going to say USA and just say Guatemala?
Guatemala.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Oh, at least I didn't say bienvenido. I'm sorry. That was a shot. And I
Why are you lashing out?
I should have done that. All right. USA, final call right here.
So we'll lift it long. That's Walker Zimmerman to win the header. And that is it. And the U.S. is headed to Houston for the Gold Cup final.
Wow.
Amazing.
We're going to face Mexico.
That's
a
good rivalry.
Final. That is a good rivalry.
That's a good rivalry. When is that game?
That game, I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
Nah, because I don't know yet. Okay. That game is... Sunday, July 6th.
Yeah. When you don't have him, don't you need to be a little bit more discreet and
I think Sunday at 7.
Yeah, Sunday, July 6th.
Right, I can catch that because I'm going to the Marlins game in the afternoon.
Oh, nice. They got you to the ballpark.
They did. They did.
If it wasn't for old...
Well, Brian and his free tickets got me to the ballpark.
What a guy.
That's what got me to the ballpark.
Well, like I said...
It's Jim Leland Day, by the way. I'm so excited. They don't make him like Jim Leland anymore.
Oh. You know, I've known him since like 94, 95.
Did you?
Bobblehead?
Yeah, because he was manager in Pittsburgh, and we would do stuff, like a lot of stuff together, like with the baseball players, football players between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So, Yeah, I met him back then.
80 years old.
Good for him.
Up there.
You know, I kind of feel like, though, if they were going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame, they should have done McKeon versus just simply because
That's
of age. Race against time.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
What the hell's wrong with you?
What? I just think it's logical. Okay. 94. Jeez, what are we doing?
Hey, why does every time I see George McKeon with the cigar, I think of George Burns.
Ah.
Right?
94.
Because he always had a cigar.
Still with us, huh?
Well, yeah.
Wait, Marcos.
Oh, he is going in this year. I apologize.
Oh, okay, good.
Marcos.
Yes.
Do you listen to the show?
No, I listen.
Jack McKeon.
Did you not just hear Tobin say, we should probably get him because we don't know how many years he's got left?
But
and you go, is Jack McKeon still with
no,
us?
No, that's not what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you
no,
said.
I said still
we only
got to
hold on
huh?
for one more month.
Okay. That's it? That's all.
August 3rd is when he's getting inducted.
Ah, August.
This, the inaugural class with Conine, Luis Castillo, Jim Leland, and Jack McKeon.
Nice. That's good. That's a good lineup.
Love Luis Castillo.
Love Luis Castillo.
There was a cool report yesterday. Jeremy Taché was reporting on the Marlins game, and he talked to Xavier Edwards about this because, you know, switch hitter, second baseman, leadoff. And he's like, you know, a lot of comparisons. They actually, the numbers like from 98, his first season, lined up. And Xavier Edwards, you know what he asked what he asked Jeremy Taché?
Mm-hmm. What did he ask?
Because he didn't know this. It was kind of adorable, but I guess it's a long time ago. And he goes, no. Did Luis Castillo win a World Series? Well, yes, he did.
Yes, he did. That's right.
I got the goosies. I'm like, that's the proper question to ask.
Huh.
Now.
Yes.
Nobody hitting the right side like Luis Castillo.
Really?
Masher. Basically Barry Bonds.
And nobody's worse from the left side.
Not worse. He was just a punch and Judy hitter, you know, contact hitter. 35-game hit streak.
Impressive.
What else you got?
Digging deeper into the mixed bag, we have a bit of a hot take from a former Mavericks coach, Avery Johnson.
Oh. You guys
remember him?
Yeah, I went to school with him.
Did you? Yeah. High school, right? He wasn't a he wasn't a Wolverine. High school. Right? Okay.
With Carl
Went to the University of New Orleans.
Really? What is their mascot? What is their mascot?
I don't know.
Anyway, what did he say?
Down there, it's known as Uno.
You should have just said
Pirates?
I'm not going to tell you.
Private tears? What the hell is a privateer? All right, I'm not sure what that means. I apologize for that wormhole. But Avery Johnson says that he'll take Cooper Flagg over Luka's fat ass. He didn't say that. No, he didn't.
You still rather have Luka over Cooper Flagg?
Man, give me Cooper Flagg.
Really?
Cooper Flagg and this team, yeah, give me Cooper Flagg, man. You're talking about a team, when they're healthy, got three future Hall of Famers with Kyrie, AD, and Klay Thompson. So this is really exciting. The Mavericks, their future is bright, but they have a window when they're healthy of the next 2 to 3 years with this roster as currently constructed.
Wow. All right.
I mean, I guess. Like, he makes some sense.
But, like, Luka wouldn't help that? Like,
that's what he make it sound. He make it sound like Luka didn't do nothing for this organization.
Yeah. I haven't seen Cooper Flagg. I mean, I know he did great in those scrimmages.
What I would say is this. And this is kind of a – Cooper Flagg is more of an all-around player. Right, Luka's an offensive side of the ball. Cooper Flagg does play defense. He plays with a higher motor, and it's the Luka and Joker thing. Like, you think because they move so slow and methodical that they ain't good, you know, they're out of shape. Joker does not move fast for nobody.
Doesn't have
yet
to.
Nobody can stop him.
Doesn't have to.
Right.
Shoots
that's what
that
I'm saying.
Ball.
So we gotta get away from that. We gotta get away from, you know, how things look versus how things are. Luka is one of the top five players in the league right now?
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg is not.
Anything else in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Yes, America's favorite boy toy. No, I'm not talking about Ace. Is he good? Do we like him? Do we like Ace right now? I don't know if we like Ace right now.
It's tough. Like, I don't. I think people put it well. Where there's not a lot of people liking the Villa right now. It's Sierra's got a big unfollow movement behind her. She lost 200,000 followers in 24 hours after the last episode. Yep.
Sierra. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 1-2 step.
No.
Okay. What do you mean, though? That's her favorite. What?
That's good.
Because I wouldn't compare her to that Sierra.
Oh, okay.
Which that is the most famous Sierra.
What happened to the other two girls you were talking about? Shelly and what's her face?
Alondria?
Well, I think. It's one of those things. I don't think they have the unfollow rate. I don't know what.
Yes, they do.
They're getting unfollowed.
They're getting insanely unfollowed.
Everybody's.
And they had to turn off their comments. All of their
friends.
They
were mean girls. They were mean girls.
Oh.
They were mean girls. I thought it was only Sierra. I wasn't aware, Brittany, that they were all getting unfollowed.
Oh, yeah, they're all getting unfollowed.
Really?
And they're the people that are managing their social medias while they're gone are, like, turning off their comments and also, like, going to war with people in their comments.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not having anybody run my social media if I'm on
I agree with you. Like, you know, like, she took it on the chin.
You know why you don't, Tobin? Because that's the part of social media you enjoy. Right? To these people, it's all about the follows. They don't care about the interaction.
You're
they
so
just
right.
want that number, right? They want that number.
They go on
you
the show for
enjoy the
number.
Interaction. You enjoy the trolling. You enjoy that stuff.
It's
right?
true.
And so that's why. Listen, you turn on, like, they go social, or they go influencer or this or that. All they care about is the numbers. That's it. They ain't putting no content out there that's great or, you know, having fun or whatever. Hey, look at me. That's it.
Yeah. I apologize for even bringing that up. I just wanted to talk about Travis Kelce.
Oh, okay. What does he say?
He's getting into broadcasting, maybe.
I want to see what calling a game feels like.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to see.
Getting in the booth.
Getting in the booth.
You saw that Tom Brady paycheck. And you saw his first couple of games. And you're like, oh, yeah. I can do that. I can do that. 320? Was that what it was?
Yeah, it was funny. No, I've always like, I feel like impersonated, you know, guys that call the games and stuff like that growing up. And I don't know. I thought it would always be fun.
Do you just want to throw up a random clip and you commentate it for us real quick? You don't want to do that.
I don't like, no.
You don't want to try to work through some improv here?
No.
Is that his brother?
Yeah. Do a table read?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what it felt like right there. I just felt like, no, please, God, no, sir. No.
I love your heads up, but I feel like the preparation involved for calling a game, like truly sitting in the booth, color commentating, has got to be.
Player names is where I.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Who sorry, that was actually busting with the boys. Can I just tell you?
Can I just tell you? Like, every now and then, because we, like, unlike doing work for TV with a specific game or right now, you get acclimated to all the names because you do different games every week, right? I tell people, they go, hey, man, you got stumped today on the show. Why? I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I don't know. So I might miss a name or two. I might forget one. It ain't because I'm old. It's because I had no idea we were going to talk about that. There's no show sheet.
There is a show sheet.
Huh?
There is a show sheet. You have
okay,
access to
let
it.
Me ask you a fair question. Okay? How many times a day do we deviate from that show sheet?
I don't think we deviate as much as you think we do. I like you to think
well,
that we
I don't know because I don't have the show sheet.
Well, that's the point,
no,
is you don't
is
really.
It, I'm pretty sure you do have it.
You don't look at it. It's a Google Doc, and it says show rundown / stories, and there'll be stories that we get to. There'll be, if we have a guest, it'll be there, you know? Like, it has the whole roadmap, you know?
Leroy don't need no damn show sheet. He wets the plywood.
I don't need him to need a show sheet. Like, in a lot of ways, I'm fine with him freelancing the routes. Like, I know Leroy Horde's down there somewhere.
Hey,
just throw it up.
Hey,
we'll take a break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines, including Miami Heat apparently give their plan. A great report from Barry Jackson yesterday, and some Andrew Wiggins fodder out there. We will get into your Miami Heat coming up next.